TikTok is how Intel describes its design cycles. One year, the company brings out a new microprocessor, the next, a new design architecture. In his keynote at the Intel Developer Forum September 18th, Pat Gelsinger, Senior Vice President and General Manager of Intel's Digital Enterprise Group, detailed the TikTok design cadence that he said propels Intel in its relentless pursuit of Moore's Law.
Right, and that's really at the heart of our talk today, is this TikTok cadence, looking back, looking forward, and applying that TikTok model in the areas of platform capabilities, I/O innovation, energy efficient performance. So we're going to talk about the TikTok model, how it's unique to the semiconductor industry. In Paul's keynote this morning, he briefly touched on the relationship with Boeing and their work in the 747, and how we have this very powerful engine, right, Moore's Law, this cadence that keeps changing technology that uniquely applies and has been magic for our industry.
Developing new platform capabilities enables the market to grow, Gelsinger said.
Let's begin by looking at three platform capabilities that we think are critical as we look forward to the next decade: virtualization, manageability, and security. Virtualization, a very powerful force in the industry today. We began our work in virtualization several years ago. We introduced VT right into our products in 2005, and we're now in the process of replumbing the entire platform for virtualization. We're today shipping our fourth generation of manageability technology, a key new capability for managing platforms in the enterprise. And finally, security, a top-of-mind issue. How can I secure and manage my data center? And what we see is that we've had a one-to-one relationship of the operating system with the underlying platform. And virtualization essentially disaggregates this relationship, thus disaggregating the traditional view of the operating system. But, and maybe more powerfully, it gives us an opportunity to re-aggregate or create the data center-wide operating system of the future. And in that sense, we think that it opens up doors that never before were imaginable for IT value. And I wanted to look at what we call this wave of virtualization, the nascent stage of this technology that we're in today. 2 weeks ago, we introduced the Kainlin platform. Kainlin, in our perspective, is the virtualization and consolidation platform for the industry. Enables customers to save space, power, right, administration costs. It's built on top of the Core 2 Duo, so we're doubling the number of cores, doubling the memory with our FBDIM memory, offering 4.5x performance improvement over our single core, and doubling the performance of our dual core platforms. Partnering with the industry, enterprise-proven reliability, RAS, and system scaling capabilities. The choice for virtualization and consolidation. We view this as the virtualization wave, and today I've assembled, I think, the broadest collection of virtualization technology ever shown.
Gelsinger showed off virtualization and security products from Intel partners before moving on to talk about what's ahead in 2008.
And of course, the beat goes on. With the TikTok model, we continue that cadence into the future. Right, in the second half of 2008, we'll be introducing the third generation of vPro called McCreary. McCreary introduces the AMT 5.0 technology, advances in virtualization. It also integrates the trusted platform module directly into the chipset, a capability that secures those secrets, making it more secure by not enabling the physical signaling between the TPM and the chipset. It's also energy efficient, right, being ENERGY STAR 4.0 compliant. This is also the most eco-friendly platform that has ever shipped, right, with the processor, chipset, and LAN, right, it's the first to the PC industry that's entirely lead-free as well as halogen-free. Right, our 45 nanometer desktop products will begin shipping, right, as halogen free and lead free as well next year. Right, and we see this as a tremendous opportunity for our industry to lead, right, with eco-friendly technology. And while we're way excited about McCreary, the most exciting capability as part of it is a key new technology that we call Danbury. And what Danbury does, it's new data security technology that's built directly into the chipset. Today, when you run hard disk drive encryption and software, everything is in software, including problems like key management and the keys running in software, so vulnerable for attack and compromise. And what we're doing with Danbury, we're moving the most critical elements of that into hardware.
I/O innovation is the next area Gelsinger covered in his presentation.
We continue to innovate, right, in the I/O area in a pretty fabulous way. We talked about PCI 2.0. We launched it at IDF, right, a doubling of the speed and the bandwidth of the PCI Express, that industry standard attach point. Today, we have 7 IHVs who are working with us with 9 different cards, right, in the area of graphics, LAN, and storage with running PCI Express 2.0. These are running on our Stokely platform, our platform that will be launching in Q4 of this year, right, and being able to demonstrate that as well as the X38 chipset, which Paul demonstrated earlier today. PCI Express 2.0 going great for the industry. But of course, the heartbeat goes on. TikTok continues to drive innovation. We are well underway with the industry for PCI Express 3.0. We launched a year ago Geneseo, targeting again a doubling of bandwidth for PCI Express 3.0. Full backward compatibility with PCI Express 1 and 2, right? Protocol extensions that expand the usage models, protocol extensions in the area of data reuse, right? Dynamic power management, atomic operations for improved coherence across PCI Express. We see this as opening up new capabilities for I/O and attach points.
Gelsinger outlined Intel's Quick Assist technology, a suite of hardware and software to help with extreme performance needs.
There are just some applications that are 10, 100, 1,000x more performance than what we enable today. We call these extreme workloads. And to enable those, we launched the Quick Assist initiative, where we would enable abstraction, we'd license our front side bus, we'd extend that to QuickPath into the future. And the first products are making great progress.
The first Intel device to include the Quick Assist integrated accelerator for cryptography is codenamed Tolopi.
We launched our Tolopi system on a chip, an IA core, right, with an integrated I/O controller, memory controller, as well as dedicated accelerators for security and network processing as well. We've seen up to 8x performance, a 20% reduction in power, and as you can see, a dramatic reduction in the footprint as we go to Tolopi, acceleration, right, and integration for the future.
Gelsinger discussed the improvement solid-state disk technology can bring to the enterprise and also shared his vision for I/O consolidation on Ethernet. He outlined the advantage of 45-nanometer technology. Finally, he introduced Nehalem, the new architecture unveiled earlier in the day in CEO Paul Otellini's keynote.
But the tick-tock goes on, and the next stage is the Nehalem processor. Right, at Spring IDF in Beijing, I talked about Nehalem with this slide and gave a view, right, of the Nehalem microarchitecture. Brand new microarchitecture spanning mobile, desktop, and server products, first products in the second half of next year. We announced with it a set of new innovations. We described new instruction set architecture. We launched SSE 4, and with that, Penryn, right, our 45-nanometer Penryn product is delivering 47 of those new instructions. Right, with Nehalem, we're delivering 7 more new instructions that are part of it. Application-specific instructions like pop count and CRC32. Also new streaming instructions, specifically for workloads like XML, and this is our first published data on that, where we see enormous reductions in instruction count and up over 3x performance improvement on XML-like workloads. As an old RISC-CISC debate guy, this is the CISC instruction of all CISC instructions. 256 simultaneous compares going on, right? Just makes my heart beat, right? You know, excited. Man, you know, this really is a powerful instruction, and right, as ISVs start using it, we're certain, right, you know, even more compelling applications. We're also disclosing for the first time AES, which will be part of our Westmere product, specifically for security algorithms.
After demonstrating Nehalem, Gelsinger signed off, bringing IDF 2007, day one, to a satisfying close.
The TikTok innovation engine doesn't pause, right? It delivers predictable, powerful, efficient performance for the industry, for Intel, and ultimately for our customers. Thank you.
In San Francisco, for PodTech.net, I'm Catherine Giordano.